I think I'm quite good at, or I like to keep in my mind, keep at the forefront of my mind, how strange things are when you first come across them. I think going back to Last Chance to See, what was particularly gripping to me about that was when I set out to do it, I actually didn't know very much about these issues, about ecology, about endangered species, specifically about evolution. And so I was sort of encountering these things as an innocent, as a layman, and gradually sort of learning and sharing, if you like, that experience of learning. And I've noticed that generally, if I have to explain something to somebody, I'm usually quite good at it because I can remember what it was like not to understand it and how strange and bewildering it looks. And most people, when they have to explain something complicated, because it seems very simple and obvious from their standpoint, don't actually explain it properly in word, in terms that somebody to whom this is all new will necessarily understand, because what you've forgotten is how strange it was to you to begin with.
Do you accept the inexplicable moments of, say, synchronicity or telepathy?
No, to be honest. I mean, I'm actually, if you like, an extreme rationalist. I'm a Dawkinsist. And what fascinates me is that from profoundly simple principles, from almost tautologically simple principles, the universe has erupted into the most extraordinary, complex, rich thing imaginable. I mean, words fail one trying to describe the complexity of the universe. But to my mind, it is much, much more intellectually and emotionally thrilling understanding or having some glimpse of the way in which extraordinary simplicity has naturally given rise to this extraordinary complexity. That is a thrilling and extraordinary process. And saying, oh, well, it's because we have complexity, therefore there must be a very complex reason for it, or there must be something mystical, or me to be a very unsatisfactory explanation for that. So I feel intensely romantic, if you like, about logical explanations. It's interesting, I mentioned the X-Files very briefly earlier, and I get very, very impatient with the X-Files. I remember back to its precursor in some ways, Doomwatch. I don't know if you remember Doomwatch, where, you know, mysterious, strange events would occur, and there would always, at the base of it, be a simple explanation. And that was always gripping. That was fascinating. Of course, I mean, that's where Sherlock Holmes came from, that he actually had very simple, clear explanations for these very bizarre and strange events. And the thing that I bridle against in the X-Files is that the person who is seeking for the logical, simple explanation is held up for derision. And, you know, week after week, it's the spooky answer that's the right one. I just think this is nonsense.